And let me welcome you. It's good to see each one here. And we particularly have been enjoying the attitude and the interest and the attention of you, dear young folks who are here. We're very thankful for that. And we long for your greatest blessing, not only in life, but forevermore. Let's read tonight, please, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 55. The book of Isaiah and chapter 55. So it's in the Old Testament. If you know where the book of Psalms is, then it's Psalms, Proverbs, and onward, Ecclesiastes, and keep rolling, the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 55, and we're going to read, please, at verse 3. Isaiah 55 and verse 3. Isaiah 55 and verse 3. Some of you have found it. That's good. Incline your ear. You know what that means? It means get the message. It means pay attention. We might use the words listen up. Incline your ear. Notice what else he says. And come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant. Now, a covenant is like a promise. It's something that God will never break. He will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Verse 6, seek ye the Lord. That means God is looking for you to do something. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. You know why it says while he may be found? Because he won't always be found. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Do you realize he wants to hear your voice too? Let the wicked forsake his way. Now why would God say that? Why would God say let the wicked forsake his way? It's because his way is wrong. It's because it's not going to get them to God. It won't yield peace to his soul. He says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. They've wandered so far away. They need to return unto the Lord. Notice what he promises. He will have mercy upon them. He will hold back the judgment that they deserve. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Forgiveness is found in this great truth. God gives forgiveness of sins. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and it's been doing that, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void or empty, but it shall accomplish, it will do that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. I want to just talk to you tonight about this text that we've read. If you want to leave your Bible open, maybe you can refer to some of the things I'm going to say. But primarily, my one singular message is this. The Word of God is completely dependable and trustworthy and precious. The Word of God is completely. And I'll tell you something else about the Word of God. It is God's personal message. It's God's message that he directs towards you and towards me. And we should be very keenly interested in that because we came from his hand. He made us. And the person who made us knows exactly what's best for us. And here he is. He's speaking to us as he says, incline your ear and hear. A number of years ago, I was in a place in the north part of Toronto. And I was having some children's meetings, and there were a number of teenagers coming to those meetings. And I always liked teenagers because they kind of just say it like it is. And And this group of kids came up to me one night, and they've been there every night and listening well. And this girl said, she seemed to be the spokesperson. She said, "Mr. Sharp." I said, "Yes." She says, "You've been telling us that you know your sins are forgiven." I said, "Yes, that's right. I do. And that you know that everything's right between you and God." And I said, "I'm glad that, because I've been trying to show you that that is exactly what I know. And that you are certain," she said, "that you're going to be in heaven." I said, "Yes, I am. Not because I'm better than you, but I do know that my sins are forgiven. That all is right between me and God. And that I am going to be in heaven with the Lord Jesus." She said, "How come you're so sure?" I said, "Well, that's a good question." I said, "Tell me something. Will you answer a question for me?" She said, "Sure." I said, "Can you lie?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "What about your mom? Can your mom lie?" "Yeah." I said, "What about your dad? Can your dad lie?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "What about the teacher at school? Can your teacher lie?" And she said, "Yeah, my teacher can lie." I said, "What about the preacher or the priest? Can they lie?" And she hesitated just for a moment and she said, "Yeah, they can lie." I said, "What about me? Can I lie?" And she looked at me and then she said, "Well, I don't think you would." I said, "I didn't ask you that. I said, can I lie?" And she looked a little guilty saying it, but she said, "Yes, you can lie." I said, "Do you know anyone who can't lie? Do you? And just like you." She said, "Yes," she said, "God can't lie." Then I said, "If you want to know for sure you're going to be in heaven, if you want to be certain that your sins are forgiven, if you want to be absolutely positive that everything's right between you and God, then you need to find out what God says. Because the Word of God is totally reliable. It's altogether dependable. You can trust it with your life and with your soul. The Word of the living God is right here in this book. And God says, incline your ear and hear." Really listen to what's being said. A number of years ago, a bunch of us used to go to a Chinese restaurant in the little village of Elmville. It was called the Chikiyu for some strange reason. And we went there because the food was good. And each time we got food there, well, it seemed like we licked every plate because everything would all be gone amongst the group of us. And that night, the food was just as good as ever. And then along, just before we got the bill, they came along with those little cardboard cookies that, I don't like them, but I'm always sure to get one because of what's inside. And I cracked mine open and passed the pieces over to my wife because she likes them. Never could understand a taste for cardboard. But I took out the little piece of paper and I read it. I got the most fantastic fortune ever from a fortune cookie. You know what it said? It said, "You are going on a 60-day round-the-world cruise on the Queen Elizabeth II. And I rushed home to pack so fast. They say, "No, you didn't." No, I didn't. Why? Because even though they were pleasant words, they had no power in them. They had no worth. They had no real value except for a smile. They didn't have the ability to make it happen. It didn't come with a big check or with a ticket on the ocean liner. And here's a God who's speaking tonight. And he's speaking to you and he's speaking to me. And you can count on every word he says. And you can depend upon him. He says, "Hear. Hear Really listen. Make it your business. It's not fiction. It's not imagination. It's not the opinions of people. It's a covenant, God says. Now, a covenant is a promise that can't be broken and that God will never turn away from. He says it's the sure mercies of David. I like things that are sure. I like to put my feet down solidly on something and know it's going to hold me up. For one reason, I don't care much for ladders. But all the same, sure mercies of David. And as God speaks about it, he's talking about a promise with a guaranteed fulfillment. That God will do just what he said he will do. And he is offering an altogether binding guarantee, promise to those who are honest enough to respect what he says and to give it their whole understanding. And God wants to speak to you a promise that would hold you up for time and for all eternity. You know, today it seems like a lot of people would like to come and they'll hear the gospel. That is, they'll sit and maybe even respectfully sit and listen, but that's as far as they're going to go with it. They just let it in their ears, and that's the end of it. They don't plan to do anything about it. They don't plan to respond in any way. And I hope that there's not one person in this audience tonight who's come thinking like that. Because God expects that when you hear a message that's eternal, God expects when you hear a word that comes from him, that you will not only hear, but that you will obey that word. He's talking about action here. You notice the words that he uses when he talks about that action. He says, here is something that you need to seek after. Verse 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Notice he says, call upon him. Get serious about this business and make sure you don't miss it while there's opportunity. He says, let the wicked forsake his way. God expects the person who wants to be saved, upon receiving his work of salvation, to let go the old life of sin and to embrace with their whole heart God's wonderful work for them. Notice what else he says. Return. Sin has caused us to wander so far from God. That's what the Bible is talking about. Maybe you know that verse when it says, all we like sheep have gone astray. Just like a sheep, we've wandered and strayed. God says, return. Turn around. Get it clear you're going the wrong way. Notice he talks about my thoughts. If only we understood how precious are God's thoughts towards us. He says, my word. He says, my words are far higher, far more noble, far more lofty, far more enduring than your words and your thoughts. I had a dad who meant what he said. My father promised me something. Even if it was just a quarter, back in those days, we thought it was a prize. If he promised me a quarter for something, when he come home from work, I'd be standing right at the front door with my hand out. And you know why? Because I was absolutely certain it would be mine. But if he promised me punishment for something I was stupid enough to do, I wouldn't be standing at the front door waiting for him. Do you know why? Because he meant what he said. And he kept his word. My dad lived to be 81 years old, and I don't remember a single promise he ever made that he didn't keep. I don't remember a single time that he said something and he didn't mean it. And I'm so thankful for a dad like that. And I hope all of us have those kind of parents. But all the same, here's the truth. Even as faithful as my dad was in keeping his promise, so that I cannot think of a time when he failed to keep his word, I know someone who's more faithful than that. You see, my dad, he could have lied. He could have mistaken something. He could have failed. But God can't fail. you can count on him. You can have it settled forever. You see, it's so important to recognize that what you need for eternity doesn't come from what some people might say or think or imagine, but it comes from God. And if you get something from God, you've really got something, even if it's just his word. There's nothing more important than counting on what he says. There's purpose in it. You notice, not only is there purpose in it, but God says that there's power in it. Notice, he says, I send it. God is sending his word. And this is one of the reasons he's sending it tonight. He sends it through his word, but people don't always read his word. He sends it through the gospel preacher or the Sunday school teacher or someone who has a real interest in your soul. He sends his word. But make no mistake, he's the one who's sending it. It's him that has the message. It is he who gives us the truth about his son. Notice the elements in this message. He puts God's righteous character before us. You can count on someone who is always righteous. You notice not only that, but he talks about the power of his word. He says it's so much higher than our thoughts. He says, just like the heavens are higher than the earth. How much higher? Oh, way up there. God's thoughts aren't just a little bit smarter than ours. His thoughts are hugely higher than yours and mine. And he says, your ways are not my ways. And God's ways, he says, are way higher than ours. And notice what he says about the power of his word. He says, so shall my word be. It goes forth out of my mouth. He says, it will not fail. It will accomplish everything that I have sent it for. You know, if you were to trust the Savior for salvation tonight, you would discover you've got all you need. When the Lord Jesus died upon the cross, he provided a way that God could show us something that this passage talks about. He talks about his mercy. Mercy holds back what we deserve. In other words, our sin deserves eternal death. And God holds it back. And he's holding it right now back. So it doesn't fall on us before we have an opportunity to accept his work. But I want to tell you, it's even better to know that he can hold his mercy, hold back by his mercy all the judgment that we ever deserve for all eternity. And not only does he say that his mercy is put in their hand, but notice he says, he talks about he will abundantly pardon, to sweep away our guilt, to give forgiveness of sins. And how does he do it? Does he give you a happy feeling? Well, it'd be nice if there was a happy feeling with it, but he doesn't promise that. You know what he promised you? His word. And he says it's enough. And we learn something about God's word, even from the lips of the Lord Jesus when he was here, when he said, heaven and earth. You know, all the things that you live on and encounter today and that you've made your home in? He says, heaven and earth will pass away. But my words shall not pass away. You know, when I was 15 and a half, I'm going to tell this story one night yet this week. But when I was 15 and a half, you know what I got? I got his word to me. It goes like this. Verily, verily. I know that's hard to understand. It means truly, truly. Words that the Lord Jesus spoke. He says, I'm speaking to you. And I thought, he's talking to me. He that hears my word. There it is. And believes God that sent me has everlasting life. And quicker than I could tell you. I had it. Because I took God at His word. I realized what it cost Him. It cost Him His Son to save my soul. And that's why He's able to show such mercy. That's why He's willing to abundantly, you know what that means? Over the top, pardon, forgiveness. It's all available to you. It's all available through the reliable, trustworthy word of God that tells us about His Son.